Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple updated its iMac lineup with up to a 3.2 gigahertz 6-core 8th Gen Core i7 from Intel with Turbo Boost and up to a 4.6 gigahertz for the 21.5-inch 4K iMac. For the 27-inch 5K iMac, up to a 3.6 gigahertz 8-core 9th Gen Core i9 with Turbo Boost and up to 5.0 gigahertz. Apple says the new 21.5-inch iMac models deliver up to 60% faster performance than previous gens, and that the new 27-inch iMac models deliver up to 2.4 times faster performance. Radeon Pro Vega graphics options are now available across the new iMac lineup, including the Vega 20 for the 21.5-inch iMac and the Vega 48 for the 27-inch. The updated lineup offers up to 64 gigabytes of faster 2,666 megahertz of DDR4 memory and up to 2 terabytes of SSD storage, and the base model offers 32 gigabytes of memory and 1 terabyte of storage for the first time. Speaking at a press event Monday in Los Angeles, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings said that the company will not be working with Apple when it launches its new video plans. Hastings said also that Netflix isn't really a tech company, but a media company, like Disney. Hastings said that Netflix spends $1.2 billion per year on technology, but around $10 billion on video programming. So, quote, we're really mostly a content company powered by tech. Instagram announced in a blog post that it's launching a beta shopping program with over 20 beauty and fashion brands already signed up. The test allows a user to tap the View the Product button and then Check Out on Instagram button rather than getting bounced out to a commerce site. The feature will be rolled out over the course of the next few weeks to mobile users in the U.S. and will feature products from Adidas, Kylie Cosmetics, and Nike, among others. NVIDIA announced a $99 AI computer called the Jetson Nano. This is the latest in NVIDIA's line of Jetson embedded computing boards, which powers robots and other AI-powered devices for tasks like object recognition and autonomous navigation without relying on cloud processing power. This is known as edge computing, with data being processed from cameras and microphones, not leaving the device. Former Jetson boards have been used to power devices ranging from shelf-scanning robots made for Lowe's to Skydio's autonomous drones. NVIDIA is also launching a developer kit of the Nano targeting embedded designers, researchers, and DIY makers for $99, and production-ready modules for commercial companies for $129 for a minimum of 1,000 modules. Intel announced it's partnered with subcontractor Cray to build the first supercomputer with one exaflop of performance. That's equivalent to one quintillion floating point computations, or flops per second, where a flop equals two 15-digit numbers multiplied together. This is for the Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory in Chicago. Intel expects delivery by 2021 and says that the system, dubbed Aurora, will cost $500 million to dramatically advance scientific research and discovery. Intel previously said it would deploy a 180 petaflop supercomputer at Argonne back in 2018, architected on its third-gen Knights Hill Xeon Phi processors, but canceled that project after China revealed it intended to build an exascale system by 2020. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reports a former Uber employee that says Uber used a secret spyware program called SurfCam to steal drivers from Australian competitor GoCatch. SurfCam was reportedly developed in Uber's Australia head office in Sydney in 2015 and is said to have allowed Uber Australia to see in real time all of the competition cars online and scrape data such as driver's name and car registration, allowing Uber to directly approach those GoCatch drivers and try to convince them to work for Uber. SurfCam's use in Singapore against competitor Grab was first reported by Bloomberg back in 2017. Mozilla released version 66 of its Firefox browser, which features auto-blocking of auto-playing audio and video. Firefox can determine if a video is playing with the audio muted and will still play that video, but will mute videos that auto-play with audio on. If you want to play a video on a site that Firefox has blocked, you just click the play button, and you can also whitelist sites with auto-playing and unmuted videos as well. Firefox is also introducing scroll anchoring that keeps your place from jumping around due to slow loading ads, ability to search within multiple tabs, better search and private browsing mode, improved and clear security warnings, and web authentication support for Windows Hello. And finally, Angry Birds Isle of Pigs, the game's AR version, is headed to iOS. The game was developed by Swedish company Resolution Games and is available for pre-order starting today. It will be free to play with in-game purchases, though the company tells TechCrunch it hasn't locked down a business model just yet. Angry Birds VR Isle of Pigs became available on Steam for the HTC Vive and Oculus Rift last month. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find the show notes for this episode and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.